这一响啊，响的不知多少，就像那微尘那么多。但是每一个人想的这个想象不同，所以这个样子也不同了。因为思想不同，所以样子也不同了。那么自己想的造成自己这个面目啊，在往昔所想的造成今生的面目啊，往昔想啊自己要做一个鬼样啊，今生就变成一个鬼样。往昔想啊自己要做一个人样啊，今生就像一个人样。
You just keep thinking and thinking without knowing how many thoughts you have. It's just like the many motes of dust. However, each person has different ways of thinking and has different thoughts. Therefore, everyone has a different appearance. Their different thoughts give everyone a different appearance. Your thoughts create your appearance.Your face in this life is because of your thoughts in a past life. Ah, if you wanted to have a ghostly appearance in a past life, you'll have a ghostly appearance in this life. If you had wanted the appearance of a human being in a past life, you will have the appearance of a human being in this life.
王熙呀、啊、想啊想自己呀、啊、要做猪也不错啊，变成一个猪样。王熙想自己要做美国的狗啊，这美国的狗啊比人家都有福啊，你看他那个主人呢、啊、又抱着他又搂着他啊，对他那么爱护，所以有一些个羡慕这个美国的狗，就要做美国的狗是吧啊，等到来生做美国的狗。你怎么知道啊，等到你做美国的狗的时候啊，回得呀、啊、那个美国人因为看那狗也讨厌了啊，又不那么爱护他了，这都是不一定的。
If you think about being a pig, that's not bad. Then you'll become a pig. If you had wanted to be an American dog in a past life,It's because American dogs have a lot of blessings compared to human beings. You see, dog owners coddle their dogs, pampering them. So some people admire American dogs and want to become one in their next life. After you become an American dog, you can know for sure whether your owner will continue to pamper you.
有的人说是人呐，以前是猴子啊。鞭子，这是谁讲的来着啊，说是人就是猴子鞭子，可能的，但是啊是不是所有的人都是猴子鞭子，只是啊回这其中有一个两个的三个五个的那个猴头猴脑的猴了猴七的啊，他就变成一个这个猴子啊就变成一个人。我呀在香港遇到一个这个出家人，这个出家人呢哈真是一个猴子，眼睛也像猴子，鼻子也像猴子，那个面孔也像个猴子，手也像个猴子，手就像那个猴子爪子一样的啊，这个人是怎么样他做的，他是个出家人，怎么样做的出家人呢，我给你们讲一讲。他就因为啊前生是个猴子啊，猴子人家买去啊放生，到庙上去放生，那么放生啊他在庙上就听经闻法，所以今生啊就做个人，做人了，做人呢很聪明，也不是十分很聪明，不过他自己自命为聪明，但是啊我觉得他不是真聪明。还有呢很猴了猴七的那个样子在里头，不是真正的聪明。这是我遇到的一个。
Some people say that human beings were transformed from monkeys a long time ago. Who said this? It is possible that monkeys changed into human beings, but it is not the case that all human beings are transformed from monkeys. Only a few of them. Maybe one, two, three, or five of them The person who was born with monkeyism, he might be transformed from a monkey. I met a left-home person in Hong Kong. This left-home person is really called a monkey. His eyes look like a monkey. His nose looks like a monkey. His face looks like a monkey. And his hands also look like a monkey. His hands look like the claws of a monkey. Why does he have monkeyism? He was a left-home person. How did he become a left-home person? Let me tell you. It's because he was a monkey in a past life. He was a monkey who was liberated in a temple by people. After he was liberated, he was listening to the Dharma in the temple. Therefore, he became a human being in this life. Being a human being, he is smart, but is not completely smart. However, he is wise in his own conceit. But I don't think he is really wise. He was born with a monkey nature, so he is not really wise. He is one of the people I met before.
所以我知道啊，这个有人说是人是猴子变的，会的可能，但是不是所有的人都是猴子变的，啊，会的，那么有一个两个三个五个的，啊，十个二十个的，整个世界这么多人不是都是猴子变的，啊，也有人变的人，也有狗变的人，我不是骂人啊，因为啊，这个世间的事情啊是千变万化的，不是啊一个道理可以讲完的。
Therefore, I know some people say that human beings are transformed from monkeys. Maybe there is 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, or 20. There are so many people in the whole world, and are not all transformed from monkeys. Some people are transformed from human beings, and some are transformed from dogs. I am not scolding you, because worldly things change countlessly. So I can't finish talking about it in one simple principle.
譬如这个恶鬼，他要在恶鬼道里一千个劫，那么他做恶鬼的时候，他也发了慈悲心的，来保护这人，或者呀保护其他的人修道，或者呀他看见其他人拜顶礼佛呀，或者菩萨，他也随着来发心拜佛，保护这个修道的人。
For example, if there's a hungry ghost, he had to undergo the suffering in the hungry ghost path for 1,000 kalpas. However, being a hungry ghost, he gave rise to the compassion minds to protect these people who cultivate. And so when he see other people bowing to the Buddhas or Bodhisattvas, he also follow and support bowing to the Buddhas and try to protect these people who cultivate.
那么这个呢? 他认为啊，在这个有罪的期间呢，他又立了善功，可以啊，不经过一千个劫啊，就去或者做人呐，或者去做畜生。So
during the course, during the duration of the course of being a hungry ghost or undertaking all these retribution, he then created some merit and some wholesome merit. So he doesn't really have to undergo 1,000 kalpas, and he can actually go. Be reborn as a person or maybe as an animal.
那么回德这个做畜生的时候，他就接近这个信佛的人，或者住在庙上啊，或者住在信佛的人家里头啊，那么天天呢这么熏习熏。 熏修，无形中呢，他也信佛了。
So, or maybe when this ghost come out of the hungry ghost path, he or she is reborn as an animal, and as an animal, maybe he draws near to those who believed in Buddhism. Maybe it lives in a temple, or it lives in those people's house who believe in Buddha Dharma. So every day he learns, and invisibly or intangibly, he then also believes in the Buddha.
啊，信佛了，他这个罪业也可以减了，就可以不需要啊，在这个畜生里边一千个劫，就可以脱生去做人去了。
So after believing in the Buddha Dharma, then this animal's karma could be reduced, and therefore it doesn't have to stay in the animal realm for 1,000 kalpas. Then he can in turn be reborn as a person, as a human being.
好像徐老在云南的时候有那个鸡送到我庙上去跟着庙上人修行啊庙上的和尚上殿念佛他也跟着去绕佛呀念佛。
So for example, when the Venerable Master Shi Yun was at province Yunnan, there was a chicken, there was a hen who was sent to the temple.And so it followed the schedule of these left home monks. So when the monks go to the Buddha hall to recite the Buddha's name, it also followed them to circumambulate the Buddha and to recite the Buddha's name too.
经过三年啊，他就站到那个佛前呢，就这么往生了啊。这都是啊，有一种特别的因缘呢，就不会再经过一千个劫了。
So after 3 years, he stood in front of the Buddha and passed away. So this is a very, very special condition. And because of this, it doesn't have to go through 1,000 kalpas to become a human.
这是说的你和我和他啊，这个都是众生，包括在这个众生之内呢，你我他众缘和合而生，所以谓之众生。少一缘也不会生。
Living beings refers to you and me and others. We are all included in the designation living beings. You, me, and others are born from a multitude of conditions coming together.And so we are known as living beings. If one condition were lacking, we wouldn't be born.
好像种谷到地下也有种种的缘，有这个天赋的缘。地载的缘，天在上面盖着，叫天福；地载，你在地的上面，是天福地载的缘。又要有水土的缘，水缘、土缘；又要有暖缘，可以有太阳照。又要有冷缘，晚间呢要冷一点，在这种种的因缘，才能把这个谷类生出来。咱们众生呢，做众生也有种种的缘，主要也要父缘、母缘、和合。而生 我们这叫众生。
It's similar to the way planting grain in the earth requires various conditions. There's the condition of the sky covering from above, and the condition of the earth supporting from below. Further required conditions are that there be water and soil. Another condition is that there be warmth. The sun must shine, and there's the condition of coldness. In the evening, it is colder. From such various conditions, grain can be produced. We living beings also need all sorts of conditions to be living beings. The essential ones are the conditions of a father and a mother, which must come together to bring about birth. That's what's meant by living beings.
众生啊，在这个世间来流转，今生做人，来生或者就做马做牛，马牛羊鸡犬豕都不一定。或者前生做马牛羊鸡犬豕，今生又做了人了。
Living beings flow and turn in the world. This life they may be people, but next life they could be horses or cows. They could end up as horses, cows, sheep, chickens, dogs, or pigs. It's not fixed. Or perhaps they were horses, cows, sheep,chickens and dogs in their previous lives. But in this lifetime, they've come back to being human beings.
或者前生是一个蛤蟆，或者是个老鼠，那么因为接近这个庙上，接近道场，他天天呢听见这个道场里边诵经念佛，有这一种呢清净法音，听的时间久了，蛤蟆也有功德了，老鼠啊也有功德，那么有功德就做人了，不但做人了，而且还出家做了比丘或者比丘尼了。
Someone may have been a frog in his last life, or a mouse who drew near a temple, a way place where he daily heard the recitation of sutras and chanting of the Buddha's name. Such pure Dharma sounds. Hearing this over a long period of time, the frog had merit and virtue, and so did the mouse. Since they had merit and virtue, they became people. Not only did they become people, they even left home and became a bhikshu,or a bhikshuni.
前几天，那么我就见着一个蛤蟆做了人出家，一个老鼠也做人出家。他们出家了，这蛤蟆这福报很大，肥肥胖胖，这个老鼠呢就瘦瘦的，但是很聪明。于是乎啊，好像说笑话，其实啊也是实在，不过听上来呀好像说笑话。 你要真正知道了呢，这是真实的，不虚的法。
A few days ago, I saw a left-home person who had previously been a toad, and a left-home person who had been a mouse. As a left-home person, the toad had a great reward of blessings, and was plump and stout. The mouse was skinny, but very intelligent. It may sound like a joke, but it really was that way, even though a spoken account of it seems like a joke. If you really know, this is Dharma which is true, actual and not false.
出家做了和尚啊，又造了一些个孽，将来啊，连蛤蟆也不能做了，连老鼠也不能做，如果要造业做什么呢啊，蛤蟆再去转呢啊，那个厕所里边的那个屎虫子啊，这个老鼠呢啊，回来啊做一个尿虫子，这是啊不修功德，所以这样堕落。要有功德呢又会好啊，又会啊啊增加他的福报。要没有功德呢就受了苦报，所以这叫流转。
If after leaving home and being monks, they create a lot of offenses, in the future, they won't even get to be toads or mice. If they have created such karma, the toad could turn into a dung beetle in a latrine, and the mouse might end up an insect in urine. They would fall like that from failing to cultivate merit and virtue. On the other hand, if they do have merit and virtue, things will go well, and their reward of blessings will increase. If they lack merit and virtue, they will undergo the retribution of suffering. That's known as flowing and turning.
流转就是啊，流来流去，转来转去，啊，就是啊，从蛤蟆做人，从人又做啊粪坑里的虫子啊，这来回流转。你做得好就一生比一生好一点，做得不好就一生比一生啊堕落一点啊。
Flowing back and forth and turning around and around. From being a toad, one becomes a person. And from being a person, one goes on to become a dung beetle in a latrine. One turns back and forth, round and round. If you do a good job, then things will improve in each life. If you do badly, you'll fall more and more with each rebirth.
你就不要说这个来生是怎样，你就说我们这个做人吧，你一天比一天的生欢喜心，一天比一天生精进心，一天比一天呢啊有道心，那么一天嚼得比一天呢更快乐啊，你这个根呢扎得越扎越深，越深就长得这个枝杆呢越旺盛越茂盛。你要是今天也不修行，明天也不用功，后天更懒惰，这样就一天不如一天啊，有这个就证明了你的生生世世也是这样，你修道忽进忽退啊，往前进一步，向后退两步。 修的功德没有造的罪也多，所以这一定要堕落的，这就叫流转。
We don't have to talk about next life. Just in your present life as a person, if every day you are more cheerful, more vigorous, and more resolved on the way, then you will feel each day is happier than the day before. You will be putting down increasingly deep roots, and as the roots deepen, the foliage will grow all the more prolifically. But if you don't cultivate today, don't apply the effort next day, and are even lazier the day after that, things will get worse day by day. This is proof that you have been like that life after life. In your cultivation of the way, you make spurts of progress and sudden retreats. For every step you take forward, you take two steps backwards. The merit and virtue you cultivate is less than the offense karma you create. As a result, you are sure to fall. That's called flowing and turning.
在流转呢，这个路上啊，这叫险难中险路。这个道路啊，非常的危险。你们听过《地藏经》的应该知道啊，入于险路了。这个险路里边呢，狼虫虎豹、狮子蛇啊、毒蛇猛兽，什么都有的。你遇到这个毒蛇，也会被这个毒蛇咬死；你遇到这个猛兽啊，也会被这个猛兽咬死。啊，所以叫险难处，这非常危险的啊。那么做人处理一切事情，切记不要有一种妒忌心，不要有一种啊名利的心。要是有一种妒忌心和求名求利来为求名利来修道，那是决定堕落的啊，堕落到啊地狱也不一定，堕落到恶鬼也不一定，堕落到畜生也不一定。
On the road of flowing and turning, you are in danger and difficulty. It's an extremely precarious path. Those of you who have heard the Earth Store Sutra should know that it's like someone who encounters a dangerous road. On that perilous trail, there are wolves, vicious insects, tigers, panthers, lions, poisonous snakes, and ferocious beasts of all kinds. If you encounter a poisonous snake, you will be bitten to death by the poisonous snake. If you run into a wild beast, you will be bitten to death by the wild beast. That's why beings are in danger and difficulty. It's hazardous to the extreme. In doing things as people, we must be careful not to be jealous, and not to wish for fame and benefit. If you are jealous and seek fame and profit, and cultivate the way for the sake of fame and fortune, you are certain to fall. You may fall into the hells, or into the realms of hungry ghosts or animals.
你要是不明理，不懂佛法，一天比一天没有意思。一天比一天会堕落啊，堕落来堕落去，堕落到那个屎坑里头，到那个厕所里啊。不是厕所，不是说美国这种的这个卫生的设备啊，这种厕所那是乡下那种厕所呀，在地下挖个坑啊，人这个大小便呢便到那坑里边去啊，时间一久了，那里边就有 这个是虫子生出来的。你要是啊做人又臭不可闻啊，将来啊就到那个闻没有闻的不是臭的，你臭不可闻嘛啊，那你就闻所闻的就是臭的，到那个厕所里边去，很危险，所以这叫险难中。
If you don't understand principle, don't comprehend the Buddha Dharma, then each day will have less meaning, and you will fall more and more as each day passes. You'll keep falling and falling until you end up in a dung pit, the latrine. This doesn't mean the hygienically equipped lavatories of America. It means a toilet out in the countryside, a hole dug in the ground for human excrement and urine. Over time, dung beetles grow in there. If, as a person, you are unbearably stinky, in the future you will go where there is nothing to smell but stench. Since you are unbearably stinky, all you smell will be foul odors in the latrine. This is very dangerous. Therefore, beings are said to be in danger and difficulty.
刚才呀讲那个蛤蟆老鼠，有人就生了怀疑心了，说怎么知道它是个蛤蟆，怎么又知道它是个老鼠，这很容易很容易的。你谁呀要是肯用功修道啊，都会知道这个。这个譬如畜生托生来做人，第一生他前生是个畜生，今生他来做人，在他那个脊背后边呢，本来他是什么，他就现出一个什么可是啊，要明眼善知识，要知道这个情形。
Just now, when I spoke about the toad and the mouse, some people had doubts and wondered, how do you know he was a toad? How do you know he was a mouse? This is very easy. Anyone who works hard at cultivation of the way can know such things. For example, when an animal is reborn as a person, in its first lifetime after having been an animal, what it was before will appear behind its back. However, you need a clear-eyed, good-knowing advisor to know about this situation.
你要想知道，就赶快要用功修行。做一个明眼的善知识，你就会知道一点困难都没有，所以你不要怀疑这个问题。
If you want to know, then you should quickly apply effort in cultivation and become a clear-eyed, good-knowing advisor, and this will be known to you. It won't be hard at all. So you shouldn't have doubts about this question.
你谁要想知道自己前生是什么来的，你看一看呢，你天天所行所做的事情，也就会知道了。你要是存心做善事，守规矩，这一定呢，前生就是有善根的人你要是不愿意守规矩，不愿意做善事，这个前生呢一定就没有善根。
If you want to know what you were in your previous life, just take a look at the things you do each day. and you will know. If your mindset is towards doing good and following the rules, then it's certain you were someone with good roots in your past life. If you don't like to follow the rules and don't like to do good, then it's sure you didn't have good roots in your past life.
为什么知道他是个什么来的，就是前程啊，是做什么的，就看他守不守规矩，守规矩的人都是有善根的，不守规矩的人，有善根是有一点，但是他把他都糟蹋了，善根呢都糟蹋了。How
can you tell what they were in their previous lives? Just see whether they follow the rules. Those who follow the rules all have good roots. Those who don't follow the rules may have some good roots, but they are throwing them away.
所以这个人的眼睛就是镜子，眼睛就是个一面镜子，一面镜子你向外照。 又要向回照一照，做一个反光的镜子，照照自己，不要像那个影像机呀，他那个神通可大了，他那个本事更大了，把对面的这个像照上了，可是你叫他回头照照自己这个影像机。 没有法子照，这个所以它就是个死物，不会回光返照。你要是能照人的相，再照照我自己的相，这个就有办法了。所以修行的人，无论出家在家人，都要回光返照，能以回光返照，终究有一天。 会成功的，你不能回光返照，讲真实的话，就是把时间都空过了，你们英文讲 waste time.
Therefore, people's eyes are mirrors. You direct the mirror outside, but you should also turn it around and be introspective. Focus it on yourself. Don't be like a camera, which has great spiritual penetrations and even greater ability. With one pop of the flashbulb, it can take the picture of the person in front of it. But if you tell the camera to take a picture of itself, it can't. That's what makes it a dead object. It can't turn its focus around and direct it on itself. However, if you can take pictures of other people, and also take your own picture, then you have something going for you. Therefore, cultivators, whether left-home people or lay people, need to reverse the focus and reflect on themselves. If you can do so, eventually your work will have accomplishment. But if you can't reverse the focus and reflect on yourself, frankly speaking, you're wasting your time.
人是怎么做的人呢？人做人的时候啊，是由第八识先来的，这个第八识就是这个想。 想又叫中阴身，又叫中有身。这个第八识啊，是去后来先。死的时候啊，这个第八识走的最后，最后它走。这个识一走了，这个身上就凉了，就冻了。这个识没有走呢，这个身上还不会冻，不会凉的。来的时候呢？ 走的时候才最后走，所以叫去后来先做主人，他在你身体里头就算一个主人。
How are people formed? When people are formed, the eighth consciousness, which is the thought, comes first. The kind of thought is also referred to as the intermediate skanda body, or the intermediate existing body. The eighth consciousness leaves last, but comes first. What this means is that the consciousness enters the body first when a person is born, but leaves last when a person dies. When the consciousness leaves, a body becomes cold and frozen. On the contrary, the body will still be warm when the consciousness has not yet gone. Therefore, there is a saying, leaving last, coming first, it is the host. The consciousness is the master of your body.
在这个中有身呢，也叫中阴身啊。他看呢，在这个中有身呢，要是人，这个中有身就是人的样子，他前生是个人呢，那个中有身就是人的样子。那个前生他要如果是畜生，他那个中有身就是畜生的样子啊，就好像啊，这个中国有那个脱皮子啊，做砖，那个砖有那么个模子，有什么模子就造出一个什么样子，模子模型啊，那个模型有一个什么模型啊，就造出什么一个什么样子。你是人的模型呢，就那个中有身就是个人的样子，是个畜生的模型呢，就是到那个中有身就是个畜生啊。所以啊，这个中有身呢，就是看他前生是个什么。
After your consciousness leaves your body, whatever your previous life is, that's what your intermediate existing body or the intermediate skanda body looks like. If you are a human being in your previous life, the intermediate existing body will look like a person. If you are an animal in your previous life, the intermediate existing body will look like an animal. It's just like the brick moldings in a brick furnace. Whatever molding is used is what gets produced. The same analogy applies to the example of the intermediate existing body. Whatever you were, that's what the intermediate skanda body resembles. Therefore, one can tell what a person's previous life was from the intermediate skanda body.
他距离他这个父母啊，无论千里万里，只要有缘，要有缘呢，就是姻缘的那个缘。如果有缘呢，他在那地方看呢，他看你那个中有身呢，看大地如蜜，看见什么都是黑色的，没有光亮的。啊，你叫我们这有灯光啊，有太阳，有月光，他看不见的，他还是看见的，就像蜜那么黑，黑色，啊，不烂的，啊，他看是黑色的。他和哪一个人，和哪一个父亲母亲有缘啊，那个父亲母亲那个地方交够，那个时候啊，他因为和这个父母有父母有母子的关系啊，有父子的关系啊，他就看这个地方有一点的亮光，有一点点的亮光，不大那种亮光。为什么他看见那个亮光？他因为和他有缘，有这个同业相吸，同业他吸这种业报相同的，所以就好像那个吸铁石啊，啊，就是有铁有一块这一块铁，遇到另外一块铁，两个就吸到一起，这叫吸铁石。啊，那个这个中有身呢，中阴身呢。对父母啊，在那正行隐喻的时候， 就好像有一种吸铁石远那个力量似的，就把它从千里万里无论多远也就把它吸来了。它因为有一点点的亮光，它这个无明啊这一动，哦，就到了，到了他父亲母亲那个地方。
Regardless of how far this person is from their parents, as long as there is a condition, they can see the parents. At the instant right before being reborn, the consciousness sees everything as ink, black and dark. There is no light, even though lights, sun and moon exist as we see them. If the consciousness has conditions with one of the parents, they will see a glimpse of light when the parents have sexual intercourse. This indicates that this intermediate skanda body has parent-son relationship with the parents. The glimpse of light is not really bright, just bright enough so that it can be seen. Why would this consciousness see this light? It is because it has affinities with the parents. It is like their karma attracts each other since the intermediate skanda body, and the parents share certain kinds of karma, which acts like a magnet. As a result,